welcome back to the Answer of the Week, our web exclusive, not safe for whiners audio blog, where we answer the question of the week. This week's question: what is the best and worst cartoon to comic book adaptation? We're talking My Little Pony, Adventure Time,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
Matt Baum, what do you got?
Back in 1995, Marvel teamed up with Disney, I believe it was, to do a little comic book adaptation called Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Written by Martin Pascoe with pencils by Amanda Connor.
Yeah.
I forgot it was Amanda Connor. And a little artist that you may have heard of named Joe Madureira did the covers. And they were awesome. Gargoyles was so great. And he was a great cartoon, too. Keith David was the voice of the main gargoyle. And he was so great. But this was a fantastic. It was a 5-issue series, I think. Maybe 6. Totally loved it. I think easily probably one of the best that I've read.
Wow.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. You remember when we talked to David Hitchcock, he did Gargoyles comics too later on.
Yeah, he did. He worked on it later.
Gargoyles was a fun show, man.
It was great.
For me, I kind of have to echo what some people said on our Facebook page. It's hard to beat G.I. Joe for a cartoon to comic book translation. It yielded many, many years of really great stories, and even today, wonderful, wonderful comics.
Oh, yeah.
And I just really have loved it. Transformers up and down as well, but there's some good stuff there too. Though for every great Transformers or G.I. Joe series, there's one that's kind of awful because they feel the need to base it on the new toy line for kids or whatever. G.I. Joe Sigma 6. Or hey, whatever weird anime-inspired G.I. Joe thing we have at any given time. As for the worst, that is tough. I had some pretty rad Muppet Babies comics.
I was
going to
go with Cowboys of Moo Mesa. That was a pretty bad one.
Yeah, oh well.
It was pretty bad.
For a while there, Marvel and DC were adapting pretty much every comic or cartoon to hit the airwaves. I think there was a Pirates of Dark Water comic. There was something called The Defenders of Dinatron City, which was about weird superheroes.
Oh, it was horrible.
The one thing that stands out in my mind as a comic book adaptation of a cartoon that just didn't do it for me was the Silverhawks comic I had when I was a kid.
It was wretched. It was totally
wretched. It was
wretched.
Like a word-for-word adaptation of the pilot episode of the cartoon.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is lame. This is exactly what's on the TV show. Why would I want to read the exact same thing? And it wasn't especially well done. That was back when Marvel was doing Star Comics, which was their line of kids stuff. The first Thundercats comics came from there.
They were horrible.
I hated the
Archie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comics, too. I thought they were just terrible. Now, I hated that whole pizza-slinging Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing anyway.
The Cowabunga dude.
Yeah, the Cowabunga bullshit. I hated the Archie ones. They're currently being reprinted by IDW right now. And the reprints are really nice, very high quality. Hated those comics.
Hmm.
They were just awful. Here's a question for you. How come we've never had a Thundar the Barbarian?
That's a great question.
Why have we never had a Thundar the Barbarian anthology? I was looking. And
well,
like,
they should call this dude that drew this comic you got over here.
They should. Or Alex friggin' Ross, who seems to love all those other characters.
Yeah.
You know, true. And get him to do a Thundar one. That'd be awesome.
I'll tell you, a cartoon to comic that I hated was all of the like G-Force Battle of the Planets comics that
those weren't great.
I think Top Cow cranked
those
out.
Weren't great, and I was kind of excited for those. Now, they did one that was like a prequel, or no, that was a prequel to Voltron. The Voltron comics were actually pretty good.
The Voltron comics are great.
Those were fun. Yeah, yeah. They did a really nice job on those.
I like the Voltron comic.
It was G-Force that I didn't love. You're right.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, even the Thundercats comics from Wildstorm weren't terrible.
They were weak.
Well, not to start. At first, I thought they were kind of fun. Like, Ed McGuinness drew them.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was cool looking, but there just wasn't much there.
But yeah, they got kind of watered down. There was that whole wave of 80s nostalgia about 10 years ago where they did a revamp of Masters of the Universe, and they brought back Thundercats.
Sucked.
And it was just kind of a... They were trading on our own warm, fuzzy feelings and giving us kind of substandard product while they did so.
I would like to see a comic adaptation of the new Thundercats. I'd really like to see that.
Sure,
Thundercats is gone now. they canceled that series, which was fan-friggin-tastic. Dan Norton did an excellent job on that series. Dan Norton is also a penciler and could draw a comic book adaptation.
It's not really a cartoon, but we have gotten some pretty rad comic book adaptations of the Muppets. The Roger Langridge
Fraggle Rock
Muppet
too.
Show. Yeah, Fraggle Rock.
The Fraggle Rock one was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, that was Arkea, I believe, did that.
Yeah, it was, because it was the same. It was like Mouse Guard flip book.
And the Muppets was boom until Disney bought Marvel, and now. See ya.
Yes.
Sorry, guys.
Exactly.
Hope you weren't making any money on that one.
Where's my comic book adaptation of the Hair Bear Bunch?
Yeah, or the Monchichis, man. Come on.
Oh, man.
But the Littles.
There are so many untapped properties.
Because the Littles don't stop. Remember that? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, man.
I remember the Littles. I hated that show.
The Gummy Bears. Where's the Gummy Bears?
Gummy Bears.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. Oh. They are the Gummy Bears.
This is the kind of high quality, hard hitting answers.
That was when they were mining Black Forest for cartoon properties. We never got that Gummy Worms cartoon.
Oh, man. I want my comic book, my cartoon adaptation of Haribo Frogs.
Haribo Frogs.
They're delicious. Turbo Teen. I want a Turbo Teen comic.
Was there a Brave Star comic?
I don't think there was a Brave Star comic.
Powers of Hawk, Eagle, and Bear, which is incorrect because that's two birds.
Hawk and Hawk. Powers of Hawk is all and
powers
Eagle.
Powers of a Hawk, an Eagle, and a Bear. His Hawk and Eagle powers are remarkably similar with subtle differences. And he rode a horse named 3030 that could talk.
Yeah.
And walk upright.
And yeah, sometimes
and then get
it
on
turned
all
into
fours
a dude.
And be like, get on my back, Brave Star.
Which raised some really weird implications about slavery and the
But Brave Star was a Native American.
Oh, so it was okay.
He's Indian,
what you're
so
saying.
He can't be a racist.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Only
right,
white
right.
people can be racist. We know that.
What was the villain's name? Tex Hex?
Tex Hex. Good call.
Thank you.
Wow.
Never seen a single episode.
Tex Hex.
I really loved, like, one of my earliest cartoon memories was of a show called Black Star, which was basically
he had the two swords that he would put together and form like a star sword.
Something like that.
Right.
And it was basically
He was a white guy.
Well, no, he was very dark-skinned, but not black.
Was Blackstar dark-skinned?
Yeah, very dark-skinned compared to other cartoon characters. Dear Google, was Blackstar black?
There we go. He was not black. That dude, he's dusky at best.
This is what I'm saying. He's dark-skinned,
that
though.
Dude is, like, maybe black Irish.
Wow. He's black Irish.
Yeah, that dude is not black.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. He's not black. Yeah. But if you stand him up next to He-Man.
I think he's more of a Thundar ripoff. He was before He-Man.
Well, he's got furry boots and furry bikini.
Yeah, Filmation did it. 81. So, yeah, I guess that probably would have been close. Still pre-He-Man.
Yeah. It was the He-Man prototype, you could say.
Yeah. Very much Thundar the Barbarian, too. He had a star sword instead of a sun sword. According to Wikipedia, it's an American animated television series, sometimes reported as being inspired by Thundar the Barbarian. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Black Star. He rode a dragon.
He was white.
He fought for race relations.
I don't think that's true.
No, look at this.
He's like,
look at this. Look
he
at
fought
this.
For race relations?
No. Look at this sheet of stickers. Look how dark he is compared to everything else
that's
on
the
that sheet.
Sticker. That dude is white.
Oh, whatever. He has white features but dark skin.
The Herculoids. I would read a Herculoids comic book.
I loved the Herculoids.
I loved them.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Wonderful, wonderful comic book or cartoon to comic book adaptation, Space Ghost. There was a kick-ass.
It was rad.
Space Ghost miniseries.
That was totally great. Alex Ross
ago.
Did all the covers.
Yeah, Ariel Olivetti did the art.
Oh man,
I forget
that was
who wrote
good.
It, but it was so good. This was back around the time where DC was trying to revitalize their space characters. Yeah, Joe Kelly did the writing.
Joe Kelly, Ariel Olivetti.
Right around that same time, there was an awesome Adam Strange miniseries by Andy Diggle and Pasquale Ferry.
Yeah, that was great, too.
Some good comics coming out around that time.
I would love to see a badass Birdman.
Birdman!
I want to see a hilarious Harvey Birdman.
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law.
All right, that's it for this week's Answer of the Week. If you want to hear our not even drunk ramblings, You can tune in again next week where we answer an all-new question. Remember, kiddies, not safe for weirdos. Thanks for tuning in. Stay classy.